We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So, humbly at your service, speaking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And truly, what a beautiful individual to be speaking about. We wanted to just take a little bit of a detour and speak about some of the dialogues that are regarding Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And these are dialogues that really are mind-blowing. They're really amazing when we listen to them and when we think about them. So we find that there is this one dialogue from one of the great literature and rhetoric figures of that era. Now, what's interesting is that this individual, whose name is Abu Bahr al-Jahiz, again, he was a great figure in literature and rhetoric. But what's really interesting is that he rejected and did not believe in the divinely commissioned leadership of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, meaning he did not believe in the imama, he did not believe in the wilaya of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And so on one hand, we find that he rejected this imama and this wilaya. And on the other hand, we find that Abu Bahr al-Jahiz is a great figure, supposedly, amongst the people when it comes to literature and rhetoric. Somebody once asked him, And really, somebody said to him, they kind of looked down upon Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. They said, you know, Abu Bahr, you are the greatest figure when it comes to literature and rhetoric. There is nobody that's better than you, you know, and they were kind of praising him in this manner. And so what's really amazing is that Abu Bahr, even though he didn't believe in the imamah and the wilaya of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he started to confess the unimaginable and, unmatchable superiority of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. He says, Ja'far ibn Muhammad has filled the world with knowledge and jurisprudence. It is said that Abu Hanifa and Sufyan al-Thawri were among the students of Ja'far ibn Muhammad, and this is a sufficient pride in this respect. And so he continued and he spoke about the great, capabilities of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in knowledge and science, to the point where he says it filled up the world, And so what's really amazing is that even those individuals who do not believe in the infallibility, or who do not believe in the imamah, do not believe in the wilaya of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they are still, forced, if you will, to speak about the superiorities and the excellences of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It's really a testament to the greatness of this imam, whom unfortunately we do not give enough attention to. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, the last wasiyah of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam before he passed away. One day a man came to see the family of the Imam. He met the wife of the Imam after the Imam passed away, and she was crying. She was crying so excessively such that the man began to cry. And then she told him, I wish you were there in his final moments. In his final moments, he gathered his family. He gathered all of his relatives and he said to them the final word. He told them, you expect our shafa'a, the Ahlul Bayt? Let me tell you, la yanalu shafa'atana mustakhiffan bisalatih. The one who takes his salah lightly, is negligent with his salah, he shall not achieve our shafa'a. Our shafa'a will not be given to the person who takes their salah lightly. Because the one who takes salah lightly is taking Allah lightly. These were the last words of your imam, my dear brothers and sisters. Let's pay attention to our salah. Let's honor the wasiyah of our imam alayhi salam when it comes to our prayers. Believe me, there are some people, my dear brothers and sisters, who struggle just to pray every day because they convert to the religion of Islam and their families are hostile. I know people like that. They've reached out to me. I've shared this with you before, my dear brothers and sisters. There are people in our communities here in this country, in these areas, in Michigan and other states. They've told me the only place where we can pray is the bathroom. Because if my mom finds out, my dad finds out, we'll have a problem at home that day. A sister told me, my dad told me, if I see you pray one more time, I'll kick you out of the house. She's 19 years old.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.